Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week, the 500th to be exact. And the best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, if Michelle Obama's life was made into a film, what would the title be? I think it would need to be called Mike and Me, with her and Barack Obama on the movie poster. Or if it was an original story, they could call it Boys in the Hood. Here are some other possibilities include Just Relax, It'll Fit, with little Bobby De Niro. Or Lost in Translation in Japan, having people drink her sake. If it's an original story, it could also be called Becoming a Woman. Moving on, why is it the liberals demand boomstick control after every attack, but never border control after every grape or crime by illegals? Maybe that's their number one fantasy, especially if they're women. You don't see the Democrats trying to ban cars even though more people are ended by car crashes than boomsticks. I wouldn't be surprised if the majority of car accidents were actually made by leftists. Also, the most obvious answer that gun owners don't vote Democrat, but illegals do. Number three, this woman says that the term obese is anti-black. Why would she say that? According to Kevin Samuels and blackstatistics.com, 80% of black women are overweight, and 80% of those are obese. So they don't like people stating the obvious. I guess that it's anti-black to use scientific terms to describe fat people at risk of heart disease and diabetes. Maybe they prefer the term fatty because it's more inclusive of all races. I'm happy to call her fat, and besides, obese sounds like a wimpy word. Up next, you just know that women like this would never have been hired under Harvey Weinstein's watch. That guy knew what a woman actually was. I wonder which insufferable lesbian that worked for him is responsible for these new hires. The one on the left looks like an android version of Mr. Potato Head that you would order through Temu. Here she is in one of the episodes where she pretends to go up in space as an astronaut. Have you never seen a more beautiful creature in your entire life? Number five, a woman is asking for a friend. She wants someone to Photoshop the kids out of the picture. Looks like her friend is a single mom, trying to go back out into the dating scene. These poor kids growing up with a trashy single mama as their role model. They'll all probably have a joint OF page together if AI doesn't destroy the platform first. On the bright side, at least the kids are the same shade as she is. But her daughter already looks like she's sick of her. Moving on, here's one that I actually found on Tinder in Toronto to show you the quality of women we have around here. She's looking for a traditional guy that provides and protects for her and her biracial daughter. She still wants a fairy tale ending with dates, romance, and flowers. Sorry, but I'm not going to be raising another man's brood. She believes in a happy ending after she used her last egg to make this baby and is now too old for Tyrone to shank. Number seven, speaking of Toronto, here's the City Hall, and it's basically just cold communist India 2.0 at this point. This is a Sikh festival, so that's why it looks like this. But if you go to Brampton, a city nearby, 90% of the population is from India and Bangladesh. But since this is Canada, they'll probably say sorry a lot in Hindi, so they can assimilate with locals. Maybe Toronto also needs to create a white European festival each year and watch as the country goes crazy. Up next, people say that everything that's free is paid for by someone who works. But who pays when AI does all the work? AI will change everything and cause massive deflation where the cost of labor and goods approaches zero. People say their desires are infinite, but once people get everything they want, they'll get extremely bored on consumption. I think that people will work for meaning and purpose instead of just money. Let's just hope that AI doesn't end us first. Number nine, this one says that someone you know is gay, someone you know is trans, and someone you know is zoo. I didn't know that people that slept with their doggo had their very own flag. Why does it have a star in the middle as well? And they slipped it in there as though we wouldn't notice. And then we would just have to accept it because if we don't, then it's hateful or something. As long as people leave the animals and children alone, I don't care what they do, so long as they stay far away from me. Moving on, this woman was injured during a screening for Final Destination, after the ceiling collapsed, nearly ending her. That's a 4D experience right there. Now that she escaped, her very own Final Destination arc starts now. I guess this is what happens when you see a movie and end up experiencing the plot yourself. These 3D movies seem to be getting out of hand. Maybe someone needs to make something like this part of other films. Number 11, this 18-year-old Muslim man who raped a 13-year-old didn't know it was illegal to do that, in the UK, and thus he was spared prison by the courts. Apparently in the UK, ignorance of the law is an excuse as long as you're a Muslim. The judge should be disbarred or disrobed, whatever they do to them. But you know that if that happened, they would just probably get promoted to becoming a Supreme Court judge or something. That's how big of a clown world we're currently living in. Up next, imagine paying for one of these airline seats and being crop dusted for an entire 13-hour flight by the boss babe with gas. At this point, just laying down would be better than coach seats. That way you don't die from a lack of circulation to your legs. By the time she's done with you, it's going to look more like a pink eye flight instead of a red eye flight, as you feel the full brunt of her IBS. But this guy doesn't seem to be bothered by it one bit. He certainly doesn't. Number 13 Ada says she wishes the trans women would just get periods because that would put an entire end to the movement in about 28 days. Maybe one day with something like Neuralink that will be possible. That or simulate labor pains and they wouldn't want to be women anymore. For trans men, on the other hand, the simulation would be living an ordinary day as an invisible male. Women need attention like oxygen, and without it, they wouldn't actually want to Ellen Page themselves anymore. Moving on, here's the dumb look on people's faces when somebody took 25% of your money and then gave them back 2% of it. That's what stimulus during COVID was. But judging by how much prices went up, 100% thanks to inflation, because everything doubled in price, it's a lot more than just 25%. And most of the money ended up in the hands of wealthy corporations. Also notice there hasn't been a single word about the Doge refunds that were mentioned a few months ago. Number 15, here's Disney's next woke film entry, Snowplow. But I think that she should be black and trans for inclusivity's sake. Holy moly. Did she end up eating the seven dwarves with a nice Chianti? You just know it won't be long before someone makes this in the next 2 or 3 years using AI as a joke. We're about to enter into a golden age of filmmaking with AI making amazing movies. Whenever I see this, I think of this other abomination. The black handicapped Santa Claus. Up next, somebody says that incels act as though it's difficult to get a girlfriend. Yeah, this is definitely for you if you're happy having offspring with lower IQ women that suffer from island dwarfism. Your son will end up looking like Rob Schneider, the sidekick in all those Stallone films. He's gonna be a bigger incel than you were. Plus, women like this are usually just marrying you for a green card. He might have a chance if he doesn't bring her back, but he's still going to have to support her entire extended family. Number 17 statistics show that 43% of women have a backup man if their current relationship ends. 8 out of 10 are in contact with that backup man currently, and 50% say their partner was aware of that backup man. That's the most shocking part. Usually it's a friend, or he's her work friend. Women have evolved to monkey branch at a moment's notice, because if they didn't, then they'd have died back in the day. Trust me, this is pretty accurate. They surveyed 2,000 women. Moving on, you just know this is how it's gonna end for South Africa. First, they want to end white farmers and eject them out of their meat suits. And then it's going to end up with them asking the West for 50 cents a day to save starving South African kids. But all the money people send them will probably get stolen and spent on luxury vehicles. Again, the white South Africans need to leave and let the black self-govern. It'll be a glorious disaster. Number 19, some woman wishes that she could have the perfect body like this. That this is perfection. But she needs to eat a burger or two. Otherwise, she's getting prepared to be a meal herself for a bunch of dogs. She's just skin and bones at this point. You might think she's too skinny, but here's the same girl wearing clothes. If you don't see her ribs, then you'll find her sexy. She wears the skinny well, and apparently she lost the weight to keep black males away from her. Up next is China taking their crackdown on Islam way too far, as they demolish this mosque and build a public toilet in its place. Sounds like they're leading the way on innovation. Maybe the West can learn from China in this particular case. And just so that everyone knows, they allow Christian churches. So it's not about foreign religions entering their country. It's about dangerous ideologies that threaten to destabilize it. Maybe China doesn't want this in its lands. Number 21, we have a case of a blackface playing blackface. Zoe Saldana's fans exclaim that she's insane for doing this. You don't see white people freaking out when other white people get a spray-on tan now, do you? So why would blacks get upset when a black woman blackens her face for a movie role? Also, did the leprechauns get pissed off when she painted her face green for her role in Guardians of the Galaxy? Wait until they find out that she's also done blue face too. Moving on, if you say that women are just as competent and capable as men are, enjoy cheers. But if you say that it's okay to criticize them about their poor decisions, everyone loses their minds. Seems like an allergy to accountability to me. Women don't see their poor choices as bad because they felt right when they made them. And they don't want to be shamed for their choices because then it limits their freedom to make those same choices in the future. That's what they're really mad about here. Number 23, here's someone that's queer, trans, Muslim, and proud. I really hope they've taken some flying lessons. Because if they ever visit a Muslim country, let's just see how long they survive there. And they should probably not accept any invitations to rooftops anywhere in the world. Chickens for KFC give off the same energy. What I want to know is, why does the chicken have hands that look almost human? Up next, Bella Ramsey is furious after people make fun of her online and wants to sue the people responsible. She's a public figure, so she's fair game. Besides, after saying this, I'm sure that people will start teasing her even more. Oh look, a potato got angry and now wants to sue everyone. Go ahead, you'll be turned into mashed potatoes. My favorite meme from her is, don't shoot me because I'm a retard, because I'm gonna be a dad. Number 25 and the last one, the wall was brutal with this one. She's a comedian and jokingly said that her age is 24 on the left. And there she is today at 32 on the right. If she wasn't joking, then I would have been 62 on the right and 36 on the left. But I could be wrong and maybe she really is 32 on the right. But she's just been that same age for decades now. The only women I've seen get hotter in their 30s are the ones that did a style makeover with makeup and clothing. But without it, they would have gone a lot worse. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.